ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Mem Hei. The Mishnah says that the goyim that are oved, the mountains, so the mountains are mutter. This din is not only by goyim, also if a Jew is oved the mountain does not become usher from Avodah Zarah. It's learned that, but the tziboy of the har is usher. Basically, he says, Akoponim, the mountain, we'll see later about the tzipui, but the mountain itself does not become usher with itzref avodah zarah. That's before in the Mishnah by us. In the Sugyan Chulin Daf Mem, Amar Aleph, it's before in the Gemara, that a person that brings a carbon, l'shem ahar, that the carbon is not nesar. A person shechs a behema, for as a mitzvah of hakrabas avodah zarah for a har, as the har being the avodah zarah, so the behemah is not nesar with the iser of tikreves avodah zarah, because a har is not only is the har not nesar, also the carbon that's brought to the har is also not nesar. Those are the dinim that are mavur about a har, about mechuber. So there's a machlekes arishonim. How to understand what is the geder of this miut that a har does not become nesar with avodah zarah? Rashi by us, not excluding what Rashi says in the parentheses, but the Ikar Perish of Rashi by us, also Rashi in Chulin there and Daf Mem, Rashi's mavur that the geder is that the har does not become an avodah zarah, does not become an eloiha. It's pashut, it's not an avodah zarah. That's what without the pasuk we would think that the har does become an avodah zarah. Pasuk says that Eloheim Eloharim Eloharim Eloheim. The har is not an Eloha. Har does not become an Avodah Zarah. Therefore, it's very understandable. The har is not Nesar. And also, the carbon for the har is not Nesar. Because the har is simply not an Avodah Zarah. However, the ones that are Oivid are Chayiv Misa. The ones that are Oivid, the har are Chayiv Misa. How do you know that the ones that are Oivid are first Gemara later on, that the Oiv or Mar Sanhedrin, that the Oiv the Mesahar are Chayiv Misa. So Rashi says that even though the Har is not an Avodah Zarah, but the one that's Oiv the Har is Chayiv Misa because he's Mechaving L'shem Avodah Zarah. Because he's trying to be Oiv an Avodah Zarah. He bows down to the Har. In his mind, the Har is Yeh an Avodah Zarah. Even though the Torah says the Har does not become an Avodah Zarah, so it doesn't matter for the chiv misa of the person, it's enough that he's mechavein l'shem avodah zarah. That is the opinion of Rashi. Rabbi Nutam by us and the Ramban and Chulin say that doesn't make sense. If the har is not an avodah zarah, so also the person that's oivid it is also not chayiv. You have to be, the itzur should bring oivid avodah zarah. If the har is not an avodah zarah, then how can the oved be chayiv? So Tosfos in Chulin gives a little makar for this din fi Rashi. Rashi again says that even though the har is not an avodah zarah, still the one that's oved is chayiv. Says Tosfos, because it's mefurish in the pasuk that the person that bows down to the shemesh and the areach and the kechovim is chayiv for being oved avodah zarah, even though they are kavua and the galgal. They're set in their constellations. They're immobile. He says that's also called mechuber. So we see that oivir ha-mechuber is chayiv. That's a makar to Shitas Rashi to be mechalik between the din of the har itself and the oivir ha-har. Even though mechuber is not nesar, but the oivir ha-mechuber is chayiv misa. So firstly, Tais points out there that Rashi himself and Chulin before not that way. Rashi's mavur that the shemesh and the reyach are called tolush and not mechuber. But even if we'll agree to Tesis, that it's turned out of the pasuk, still the geder is tzarech bir l'chayr manushach. If it's yen avodah zarah, then also the carbon for it should be yasser. And if it's not an avodah zarah, then the carbon should be mutter. If it's not an avodah zarah, then also the one that bows down should not be chayv misa. What is geder? So the Tesis Rosh by us, when he brings down this opinion of Rashi, Tzirosh says that he's mechavin for Avodah Zarah, the kafar boiker, and he's being kafir on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Lashon of the Rimilunil, or being Yosef Milunil, right, he writes, the people that are over the har are machisin laKadosh Baruch Hu, but over she'ein boitayelus. They're getting HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry with a meaningless thing. So even though it's not an Avodah Zarah, you could still be chayiv. Sets are coming to answer this problem, that you have to be Ovid, to be chayiv, you have to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. So what they're saying, that a person is kofer be'ikar, and it's over she'im b'te'eles, this har. But L'chari didn't answer the question. An atheist is also kofer be'ikar. He's a very bad person. He's a mumer. He's very, very bad. But he's not an Ovid Avodah Zarah. Ovid Avodah Zarah is someone that's Ovid something which is an Avodah Zarah. Person is Ovid nothing. He says, I'm bowing down to nothing right now. Because nothing is God. What? There's no Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah has to be something. So if the gather is that the heart does not become an Eliha, so how is it that the Ovid is Chayiv? The MS opinion of Rabbeinu Tam is that the Olam Nahar is Yen Avodah Zarah. And therefore Rabbeinu Tam holds that Be'etim Tikraitis for Ahar is Asur. Because the Har is an Avodah Zarah. Just it's a mute that the Har is not Nesar. That the Har is not Chalani, the Isra of Avodah Zarah. But the Atar itself is yet considered an Avodah Zarah. Rashi holds to this concept by other things. Rashi says there in Chulin that a Baal Chai is not Nesar Lahedyot. Person bows down to an animal. So the animal is not chalon in Israel of Avodah Zarah. Rashi says, but the animal is yet called an Avodah Zarah. Rashi brings a pasuk in Sefer Bereishis. In Sefer Shmois. He nizbach es toyavas mitzrayim leinein v'lo yizkelunu. Moshe tells Paroi. How could we be that will shecht the toyavas mitzrayim, the Avodah Zarah of mitzrayim, and they're not going to kill us when they see that we're being makriv a seh. As a korban, and Mitzrayim hold that an aseh is an Avodah Zarah, so they're going to kill us for shechting their Avodah Zarah. Rashi, as you see, that it's called an Avodah Zarah. It's called Toyavas Mitzrayim. The Pasuk calls it in an opposite Lashon, in a Lashon Saginor. But it means that it's called the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. See that aseh is called an Avodah Zarah. So we have this concept where something could be an Avodah Zarah, and yet it's not Nesar. Rashi agrees that by Bali Chayim. But Rabbeinu Tam says that's also mechuber is that way. Also mechuber is it's chalan in a shem avodah zarah. Just it itself is not nesar, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam holds that the tikrevis is mutter. That's very simple. Problem is that the Gemara in Chulin says that the tikrevis is mutter. That's the ikar makor to say that the mechuber does not become an avodah zarah. It's from the Gemara in Chulin. Where there the Gemara says that the thing that you're makriv, the korban to the har is also mutter. And Rabbeinu Tam says that the korban is usr. So what does he do with the Gemara in Chulin? So Rabbeinu Tam says that they're talking about that you're makriv far away from the har. So because it's not right next to the har, so mistami yoren machavin l'shem har. So Tais is very bothered. But you say, we're talking about that you're makriv l'shem har. He starts from just stam shechs a korban. Shechs the behema, so for sure we don't assume that he's doing Avodah Zarah. We're talking about a person, shechs the behema, nowhere near any mountain, but he says he's doing it to shave the mountain. Always for Avodah Zarah, you don't need to be close to the Avodah Zarah in order that it should be considered a tikraivis. You could bring it, person can bring a carbon to the Shemesh and the Areach, or to someone who lives across the world. That's also called a carbon for Avodah Zarah. So if the person says that he's bringing it to shame the har, even if the har is far away, if the har, if you're being told that the har is an avodah zarah, so the har should the korban should for sure be nesar. That's his question on Rabbeinu Tam, and I do not have a good answer for Rabbeinu Tam. What's pshat on Rabbeinu Tam? Tais doesn't know pshat on Rabbeinu Tam. So far we've learned two opinions. The opinion of Rashi is that the har is not an eloha, and still the oyved is chayiv misa. Because he's kofer b'ikar, the Tzeis HaRosh says. That's the opinion of Rashi. And the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam is that if we see that the person that's oivated is chayiv, it must be that it's yen eloha. What's a pshat that it's not nezar? It's exerts a cause of that it's not nezar, even though it's an eloha. And therefore, the tikroivis is usher, according to Rabbeinu Tam. And the Tzeis HaRosh, bayos, brings in B'Shem Rabbeinu Shimshin, a third mahalach, that Oilam is an Avodah Zarah. And that's why the Oved is Chayiv Misa. So why is the Tekroiv as much, or like the Gemara says in Chulin, which we said before, that was the Ikar Makar for Rashi, is the Gemara in Chulin, that the Tekroiv is mutter. So it says the Teis HaRash, that we learn out of the Kelim Shenishtamshu Behen Lahorim, Shem Mutarim. See more in the Hemshech, what the Gemara says later on, that if you're if you makar a carbon to a har, and you makar it in a kli, so all kelim that were used from the mishamshi avodah zara, the klal and the mishamshi avodah zara, are nesar, but the mishamshim of the har are mutter. That's how you learn the gemara later on. We'll see more later. The gemara later on in daf nanal from a base that only the kelim that were used to mishamish the eliheim al harim are asar, but the kelim that were used to mishamish the harim themselves are mutter. So just like the Misham Sheh Har are mutter, who adin the Tikraidus of the Har is mutter. But the Oilam the Har is Yen Avodah Zarah, but we have a limud to say that the Tikraidus is mutter. So that's, I guess, the most simple mahalach without the biggest chidushim. Rashi holds that from the fact that Tikraidus is mutter, it must be that it's not an Avodah Zarah. It's difficult, according to Rashi, why is the Oivid Chayiv Misa? In Adam says, from the fact that Oivid is Chayiv Misa, it must be that Tikraidus is also Usher. That's difficult from the Gemara in Chulim that says the Tekreivus is mutter. That Rabbi Natan wants to say it's because you were far away from the Har, which is a difficult answer. And Teis HaRash says no, that the Har is an Avodah Zarah, the Oved is Chayiv Misa, and the fact that the Tekreivus is mutter, and that we have Yafuta from Kalim, just like the Kalim are mutter, who are then the Tekreivus is mutter. We have to understand better the opinion of Rashi, that why is the Oivir Chayiv Misa because he's Koifer Be'ikr? What does that mean? So Be'emes, I had a hard time understanding this whole question whether the Har is an Avodah Zarah or it's not an Avodah Zarah. And Nafkamina, whether the Oivir is Chayiv Misa, what does it mean to become an Avodah Zarah? To Mechayiv the Oivir. Alright, let's say Reuven bows down to Shimon. So Reuven is Chayiv Misa. So why is that? Because Shimon became an Avodah Zarah. So firstly, Shimon might not know about it. And even if Shimon knows, Shimon might say, Reuven, no, don't bow down to me. And even in these cases, Reuven is Chayiv Misa. In what way, Shimon became a different person now? Shimon until now, he was a regular Shimon. But now he's Shimon the Avodah Zarah. Something changed about Shimon. For sure, there's no Itzer Chal in him. We don't have to kill Shimon because it became an Avodah Zarah. That's for sure not. But the fact that Avodah Zarah doesn't mean that something l'chayra, something actually changed about the Chefza, that the Chefza became an Avodah Zarah, that the Chefza is different. Avodah Zarah, the idea of Avodah Zarah is that a person takes something which is meaningless, and he says that there are powers to it. It has godly powers to this thing which is meaningless. You take an idol, you take this the sun, the moon, a mountain, a person, a worm, whatever it is, and you take something which is has no godly powers, and you say that I hold that it does have godly powers. That's what Avodah Zarah is. So we don't need an Avodah Zarah to be chal in the Chefza, that the Chefza has to change idea that it became an Avodah Zarah. No. Making something into an Avodah Zarah means that a person attributes godly powers to it. So it might be that it's not chal anything in the Chefza, but the idea of Avodah Zarah is that you take something which is be'etzem meaningless, and you say that now it has powers. So that could apply to anything in the world. So what's this question about the Har? So Kinira, what the Rishonim understood, is that a Har, that if we see that the Tikraivus of a Har is mutter, it must be that the Har, that you can't attribute any powers to it. It's kilu meaningless. It's not, it's to a person you could attribute powers to him, even though he doesn't have any godly powers. But I could say that he does. And therefore, the person that's oivid him is Chayiv Misa. Reuven that's oivid Shimon is Chayiv Misa. Also, Reuven brings a carbon to Shimon. The carbon becomes Usser. Because even though Shimon doesn't have any powers, and Shimon didn't change by becoming an Avodah Zarah. But when Reuven said that he's an Avodah Zarah, so in Reuven's mind, Shimon is an Avodah Zarah. So therefore, Reuven is Chayiv Misa. And also Reuven's carbon is also Nesar, because in Reuven's mind, Shimon is an Avodah Zarah. So that's what goes on by any Avodah Zarah, that's what goes on. Even though Shimon doesn't become, nothing changed about Shimon himself. But in Reuven's mind, Shimon is a different type of person. Shimon is not a person. Shimon has godly powers. So therefore, the Reuven is chayiv misa and the carbon is aser. But if we see that the carbon of a har is mutter, then it must be that you can't even attribute godly powers to a har. A har is kilu meaningless. A har is just thinking, I did nothing. A person says that I think nothing has godly powers. But that sentence doesn't make any sense. Nothing can't have powers. So the Rishonim understood, Rashi understood that the miyud of har is a similar thing. Har is kilu meaningless. It's not a chefz. It's not something. It's just the kilu doesn't exist. It exists obviously. It's here in the world, but because it's mechuber the karka itself or mechuber la karka, that's not a unique chefz. Maybe it gives it as a mashal. We find that karka is nismayt for many dinim in choshen mishpat. There's no shavua on karka. There's no shmira on karka. Karka is kilu. It's not an independent entity. It's not like a chefza. So to who adinu is a smite from being an avodah zara, in the sense that it's nothing. So that's why the tikrevis is mutter, and therefore the rishonim were bothered. So why is the oivid chayiv misa? And it tak is tzaruch bir. They say he's kofer be'ikar, or he makes the kadosh baruch hu angry. Those are true, but that's not what avodah zara is. Avodah zara means you have to be oivid something. And if we say that the gedder of the pasuk by har, by mechuber, is that it's just nothing, so why is the oivid chayiv misa? That's really what Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban were asking. So I found a little alachar of Pesach to answer up Rashi from Teis by us. The maskan of Teis is like Rashi. The rehold like Rashi. The vada I love avodah koychov mikri. K'dimashav ve'ashoychit. In the Gemara in Chulin, tikrayv tzar muteres. Therefore, the tikrayv is mutter. It says it's the tikrevis is mutter because it's not similar to pe'or, because pe'or is the makor for the iser of the tikrevis. That a carbon to avodah zara is aser, because it says in pasuk in Tehillim about pe'or, and just like a mace is aser b'hana, why then the zevach to a pe'or, the carbon to a pe'or is aser b'hana. That's the makor for tikreves avodah zara, which is asr b'hana. So Tesis says that the tikreves of a pa'ar is tikreves of a har is mutter, because it's not similar to pa'ar. We learn out the isra of tikreves, because pa'ar was talush, and the har is mechuber. So the Maram here asks on Tesis, why does Tesis need that? Tesis said that the reason that there's no tikreves is because the har is not an avodah zara. So it's pasha there's no tikreves, because you're doing it to nothing. So what does Tesis need this? It's a very big question on Tesis. So the Agayis of Rebbeleza Moshe Horowitz, in the back of the Gemara, says Rebbeleza Moshe, and just like we see that the one who's Mishtachave is Chayiv, so we see that in his mind it's Yen Avayda Zara, so to who Adin the Tekrevis would also be Aser. Except that we learn out of Par. That we need to learn out of Par that it's Mutter. Those are his words. So I think what he means to say is the following. That there's a difference between the Gavra and the Chefza. That with the miut of that the Mechuber is not Nesar, is that the Mechuber itself is not considered an Avodah Zara. That's the miut. That's only Klape the Chefza. The Chefza does not become an Avodah Zara. But the person that's being Ovid Dahar, the person thinks that the Har is an Avodah Zara. It's not like we said before, like a person that's oivin nothing. A person that's oivin nothing is stam shaita. It doesn't make any sense. Here, the person that's oivin dahar believes that dahar has godly powers. That's why he's being oivin dahar. So in the mind of the oivin, the har is yen oivin dahar. So that's why, number one, the oivin is chayiv misa. Because that's what Rashi means, la oivin dahar mechavni. Means it's true for in order to be chayiv mechayiv the oivid, we don't need that the chefza became an avodah zara. Like we asked before, when Reuven bows down to Shimon, Shimon didn't change. Shimon didn't become an avodah zara. And yet Reuven is chayiv, because in Reuven's eyes, Shimon has godly powers. So hu adin, when a person bows down to a har, if the har has godly powers, so in the person's mind, the har is an avodah zara. So he thinks he's oivid avodah zara. That's enough to be mechayivim. We don't need that the chefza should be chaled, it should be called an eleha, that it itself is nesar, as tadinim berachal on it. It's enough and mitzad the gavra in his mind thinks that it's an avoda zara. Therefore, we can mechayev him for his avoda. So it says Rav Lezer Moshe. So I would think also that the tekrevis is aser. Who says that the tekrevis is totally in the fact that the chefta is an avoda zara? If the person that's bearing down to the har thinks that the har is an avoda zara, he is doing a maisa avoda to avoda zara, and that's why we're killing him. Because he did a maisa of avoda zara. So also the carbon that he brought also could be usher, because he's bringing a carbon for something which he holds has godly powers. So he's in his mind he's doing a maisa of avoda zara, even the cheftza doesn't become an avoda zara. So that's why you could be mechayev misa. That's why we could say that the tekrevis is usher, and we need to learn out of par say that no. That only by a talush it's the tikrevis is aser, and not by something which is mechuber. So it seems that the geder of the limud of par is saying that no, that tikrevis is not talui in the gavra doing a maisa avoda. That the tikrevis is aser is because the tikrevis became connected to the avoda zara. It's an avoda zara is in itself is chal in the shame avoda zara, and now there's a reshus of the avoda zara. It's mispashe. The koyach of the avodah zarah says not only that the avodah zarah itself is an eliha, but also it has a carbon. The carbon became it. Baruch Be'er has an arichus in the back of Birkas Shmuel in Baba Kama and Chilik Aleph in Birkas Shmuel. In the back there is a shtickle from a Baruch Be'er Miksav Yodai, and he writes there the inyan of tikrevis avodah zarah is that it's chal mamon avodah zarah on the tikrevis. Like just like a carbon is mamon gavaya. Who identifies tekrevis avodah zara is that it's mamon avodah zara. That's how he describes the inyan of tekrevis. So that's the what we learn out here of par is this idea that just like this is an avodah zara, so it's also chal a shame of tekrevis, and it's just like it's chal a shame avodah zara in the chefta, it can also be chal avodah zara on the tekrevis. But on something which is nismayit, that it's not, it doesn't become an avodah zarah. So also it's tikrevis, also it is not neser. That's the chayyur geshmaki gedur lefi Rashi. There's a difference between the gavra and the chefza. That the klapi in the minds of the oivid, it's here considered he's doing a maisa of avodah zarah, because he is attributing godly powers to this har. So it's considered a maisa of avodah zarah. But on the har, it's not chal hashem avodah zarah. And that's why it says we need a makar to say that also the tekrevis is not nesar. And what's learned out of the pasuk is that the issue of tekrevis is totally whether the chefs is an avodah zara. It's not totally whether the gavra did a mice of avodah zara. And just one last nafkamina here is what's the name of the kalim of a har? Person is oivid avodah zara to a har. Are the mishamshim also aser? So tais in chulin and afmem. Says that the Firashi, the Mishamshim, the Kalim are Mutter, the Mishamshim are Mutter, because it's not an Avodah Zarah, it's very Gishmak. However, Teis later on by us in Avodah Zarah and Dafnun Beis, Teis says that the Kalim are Aser. Because it's different than Tikrevis, because Tikrevis is learned out of Pa'ar. But the Kalim are Aser. So Teis there is Pash coming out of a Pasuk. The Sugi is that the Kalim of the Har are Yeh Aser. Teis in Chulin learns the Pasuk is referring to the Eloheim Alaharim, to the idol on top of the mountain. But if a person is mishamish, the mountain has an avodah zara, so then the kalim are mutter. But Tais later on learns the Gemara Kepashtus, that also a person that's mishamish, that's oivid dahar, the kli is aser. So that's difficult. You have to mechalik between the kalim and the tekrevis. Tekrevis, we said, the gedra has to be is tekrevis, is totally whether the cheft became an avodah zara. If the chefs is an avodah zara, so then there's also mamon avodah zara to aser the tikrevis. That's also because it's shaykh to an avodah zara, to an eliha. Coming that it's not chal hashem avodah zara in the chefza, so then the tikrevis is mutter. Mashein kein, kalim mishamshim will have to be according to Tesis. That's aser even though the chefza is not an avodah zara. Kalim, it's enough that the gavra did a mace of avodah zara, and that aser is the kalim. That's a big chiddush. That's what comes out if you taste it later on in Daf Nun Beis. So just again to summarize very quickly, the three drachim we found in the Rishayim about Ahar is Rashi holds that it's not an avodah zara, and that's why the tekrevis is mutter, but still the oivid is chayiv misa. Rabbi Tam holds that it's yeah, an avodah zara, and the krevus bikur adin is usur unless it's far away from the har, whatever the svara behind that is. So Rosh holds that it is yeah, an avodah zara, and that's why the oved is chayv misa. But we have a yafusa to say that the tekrevis is mutter, just like the kelim are mutter, who are the tekrevis is mutter. Those are the opinion that the kelim are takan mutter. So those are the three opinions that we have about the har itself. So one last point here is the din of tzipui. The Gemara in the first derech learns that the machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi Aglili is what's the din of tzipui har. Tanakama holds that tzipui har einoi kahar, and therefore it's usher. And Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that tzipui har kahar, and it's mutter. So here it's totally, in the drachim we said before, if always the get like Rabbi Nutam and the Tesar Rosh that a har is yen eliha, so you understand the tzad that the tzibu could be usher, because it's the tzibu of a har, and a har betim it's considered an eliha, just the har is not nesar, but the tzibu which is not mechubur could be nesar, or do we say that no, the tzibu har is entirely like the har, that just like the har is mutter, also the tzibu is mutter, even though the har is an eliha, but it's an eliha which is mutter, it wasn't chalan et isra avodah zara. So also in the tzipoy, it's not chalanit, it's ravaydah zara. How much is the tzipoy bottle to the har that also gets the heter of the har that it's not nesar? Or no, that because the har is a nevad and it's an eliha, and the tzipoy is not entirely bottle to the har, so therefore the tzipoy could be yasser. That's according to them, the sugya is pashut. However, according to Rashi, it's very difficult. If the har is not an eliha, so why should the tzipoy be yasser? Pashut, it's a tzipoy of nothing. It's the har. Well, there's pashut, nothing happening on this har. How in the world could the tzipui be neser? So Taisus answers up Lefi Rashi that we're talking about that the tzipui was on the har, and when they bow down to the har, they also meant to bow down to the tzipui. But the only reason they were bowing down to the tzipui was because it was a tzipui of the har. They wouldn't stand bow down to this covering, but the har is such a great mountain. So and this mountain is so important, it's an avodah zara. So once the mountain is an avodah zara, then also the tzipui also should be an avodah zara. So we understand the Tanakhama very well. The tzipui is usher because Amaisa they made the tzipui as an avodah zara, and the tzipui is not mechubur. Basically, he has an interesting svara according to this, that because they're only oivid the tzipui agav the har. If it wouldn't be for the har, they wouldn't be oivid the tzipui. And the har is not an avodah zara. So just like the har is not an avodah zara, they're not called that. So the tzipui also can't become an avodah zara. Because the avodah of the tzipui is agav something which is not an avodah zara. That's the heter of tzipui lefir basically, according to Rashi. That's what Taiz says, that's Rashi. So svar mechudeshes. Firstly, it's an ukimta that we're talking about. They were aiming the avodah tzipui. And also the svar for basically is a difficult svar to understand. The mashmaith of Rashi is not so much that way. Rashi is mashma that Rashi in the Masul Tanakama says Dichsiv L'Sach Makesef Aleim Kol She'aleim. Anything which is on the har is also. So it's learned out of a pasuk. It's a Gzir Shakosav. But it's mashma Rashi. It's not because they were oivid the tzipui. That it's true that this har itself is not an eliha, but the pasuk says that anything which is on something which we were oivid, people were oivid. So it could be Nesar. For you, we said before, it has a little bit more of a tam. That it's not the pshat in Rashi that's tam the rekoifer be'ikr. That's why they're chayv. What Rashi means to say is that it's klabi, the person is called an amaisa avoida. So it's true that you need a virus akosu to make it usher, the tzipui, because amaisa the har is not an eliha. But there was something done to the har. There was an amaisa avoida klabi in the gavra that was done to the har. So then, Pasuk says, and if this har at least was the direction of a ma'isav avodah zara, so it could be chal an iser tzipui on it. This pasuk is mechadish that it's chal an iser tzipui on the har. Just forgot to mention before earlier on that what we said in Rashi, Peter Blazer Moshe Horowitz, that it's considered a ma'isav avodah in the gavra. That didn't mean to argue pshat in the Tesa Rosh that said that kofar be'ikar and Rabbi Nissan Milu Nil that said that there were machas Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I think that's pshat what they mean to say. What it means to say in Kofer Biker is not that an atheist is Chayiv Misa for being Oved Avodah Zarah. It's not true. About only an Oved Avodah Zarah is Chayiv. But it means that Avir Avir Zara can be chayiv even if the Heft is not an Avir Zara. As long as for the person, it's considered a Mais Avodah. Hare, he was Kaifer Be'ikr. It's just a way of trying to demonstrate the fact that for the Chiv Avodah Zara and the Gavra, it's not that the person did a Mais Avodah. Even though the Heft did not become an Avodah Zara. That's, I think, what they meant to say. Akoponim, that's the two drachim here in Tzipui. According to Rabbi Natan, the Gemara's Poshet, we're not referring to it that they were Oved the Tzipui. They were only Oved the Har. Just that Tzipui is Neser. A Tzipui can get in an Isurim also. Masha'imkein, according to Rashi, we have to say that the Tosfos says, according to Rashi, that they were Oved the Tzipui. And that's the only reason that it could be Asur. But we tried to medayik in Rashi, maybe not that way, even though they were not over the Tzipui, but it's exerted a cause that the Tzipui could be Nesar, because they were over the Har. Just also one last very quick point about the Indian of Tzipui. It's Mavur here that Tzipui is Asur. The Tzipui of an Avodah Zarah is Asur. Here it's talking about a Har, which is a Chiddush, but a regular Avodah Zarah. Mavur here, the Mavur that the Tzipui is Asur. The Rambam says about this, Rambam Perkhes, Avodah Zarah, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, Tzipui, Asr Bahana, Vane Nekol Shu Leike, Shinemar Loi Sachmet Kesef Ezov, that's our Pasuk, so it's Asr to be Nene from a Tzipui, the Kod Tzipui, Avodah Zarah, Harein Bechlal Misham Shel. Rambam is Mavur that the Gedder of the Isr of Tzipui, that is like a Mishamish of an Avodah Zarah. Just like the Kalim that were used to bring Karbanas Avodah Zarah, Asr, because they're Mishamish Avodah Zarah. Also, the getter of the Isra of Tzipui is because the Tzipui is also a Mishamash of the Avodah Zarah. So the Minchas Chinuch asks the question of the Rambam. The Rambam says that Mishamash Avodah Zarah get two Malkits for Loisavi Al Beisecha and Loisipka B'yadcha Mumu Minachira. According to the Rambam, every Tzipui should get Malkits also for those two things because it's a mishamish of avodah zarah. The Rambam says that tzipui is chayiv forming mishamish of avodah. The gedder of tzipui is as a mishamish of the avodah zarah. Says the Minchas Chinuch that there the Rambam is referring to a tzipui of something which is chalan in the shem avodah zarah, which is nesar for avodah zarah. So then the mishamishim are asur, and also in the tzipui of a regular avodah zarah, you get the two isurim of a regular mishamishim, plus the isur miyuchad of tzipui. You get three malkis. Which is not an Avodah Zarah, so, and the Mishamshim are Mutter, so there we need a specific pasuk to Asher the Tzipui. And here, like the Tanakhama holds, that the Tzipui is Asher. So here the Tzipui is only going to get the Isra Tzipui and not the Isra Mishamshim, because there is no Isra Mishamshim by Ahar. But the Gedder Tzipui is to be like the Mishamshim. Just by Ahar, it was said that only the unique Mishamish of Tzipui is Asher. Not the regular Misham Shim or Asr. But by a regular Avodah Zarah, so the Misham Shim, you have two Malkias, and a Tzipui has three Malkias. For the general Isser of Misham Shim, and also for the unique Isser of Tzipui. The next topic we're going to talk about is the Gemara Named Beis. Another point here, the Gemara Named Beis is the Sugya of Ilon. Very interesting and... interesting, and not such a simple sugya, the sugya of Ilan. The Gemara is mavur that the machlekes, more second derech wants to explain the machlekes, Tanakam and Rabbi Yishe Glili, is by the din of Ilan shenato el basayf avdai. Is the Ilan also or not? And Gemara brings later on that's for sure machlekes tanayim between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yishe Rabbi Yehuda, and the din of Ilan shenato el basayf avdai. Is the Ilan also or not? The Chachamim hold that the Ilan is mutter. And Rabbi Yishe Glili or Rabbi Yishe Rabbi Yehuda hold that Ilan is Asr. So in our sugya it's Mefurish, that the one that Rabbi Yishe Rabbi Yehuda that argues holds that only what grows afterwards is Asr. Only the Gidua is Asr. What grows after you plant it. The thing that's there, Bishas Netiyah, is Mutter. But what grows after the planting is Asr. That's Mefurish in our sugya. So just to mention that the sugya later on says not that way. The Gemara in Daf Memches, Rav Ashi, and Daf Memches and Aleph is more to be Mechadesh, that everyone agrees that what grows afterwards is Asr, and the Machlekes is on what you planted. Is what you planted Nesar or not? He learns it out of Psukim. That's not our topic right now. You see that in Daf Memches. we have to now understand the sheet of Arsugya. Arsugya that holds that Lafi the Man that Asers, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda that Asers, it's only on what grows afterwards. But what's there, Bishas Netiyah, is Mutter. So Rashi, in the Rimatzal Ilan Shenotay, Mavur, that the reason that what grows afterwards is Asers is because it's called there's Tfisas Yad Adam Bezeh. Because in this thing that I made it grow because I planted it, so I was involved in this thing over here. So that's called the Shvisas Yad Adam. So in Cain, that's Rashi says. But if Cain it's Tzorach Bir, that's also the Iker Elon, it should be that way. If the Svar is called the Shvisas Yad, and Lashal Mavur later on, if a person moves an object falls off a tree. If you move it from one place to another, that's called Shvisas Yad Adam. So here, if planting the tree is called Tfisas Yad Adam, to aser things that grow new, the new things that grow, then also to aser the things that also should aser the ikar of the tree. Why is the difference between them? So, in the Ritva and Daf Mem Vav, it's Mavur, the way that he understood Rashi was that the heter of the ikar ha'ilon, of the part that you replanted, is because it's not called Tfisas Yad Adam. So again, Rashi Bayos says that the Isser of the new things that grow is because it's called Tfisas Yad Adam. And the Ritva says the Heter of the original part is because there's no Tfisas Yad Adam. So that's clear that these two different things. But the Svar is very difficult, and if anything, the Svar should be Fakert, should be the opposite. That when you take a tree and you plant it, so we could hear that on the tree itself, that you moved it and you planted it, that's called Tfisas Yad Adam. And the new things that grow, that's not unrelated to me. That kilu grew on its own. So if we have to make a differentiation in the tree, which part is called Tfisas Yad Adam, Chari would say that only the ikr is called Tfisas Yad Adam, but the gidulim are called, there's no Tfisas Yad Adam. But in Rashi's Mavur, the opposite. That in the gidulim, it's called Tfisas Yad Adam. And ikr of the ilan is called, there's no Tfisas Yad Adam. That's Tzorich Bir Rav. So, L'chor the Pshat is like this. The first, to say 2 points. Firstly, that Rashi holds that the Tfisas Yad is not only Shaykh and the Gufa tree, and the Gufa Ilan, but also on the things that grow. When you take a branch and you plant it over here, so the fact that I'm planting it here, I've created that a new tree will grow here. And so number one, that this bark, this branch is over here. And I also created that the new tree is going to grow here. So all the things that come out from me moving this here are all related to me. They're all mesiaches to me. But so it comes out that there's a Tfisas Yad Adam both in the tree itself and in the things that grow. But it's different points in why it's called the Tfisas Yad Adam. In the tree, it's just because I moved it here. That's why it's called Tfisas Yad Adam. And the things that grow, it's because I made them grow. Because of me planting the tree, that's why there's all this continued growth in the tree. So I'm the one that caused the growth of the tree. That's what makes it a Tfisas Yad Adam. If that's the pshat, then we can understand the difference. That the tree, the whole Tfisas Yad Adam is removing it. So you could hear that once I replanted it, and now it became attached to the ground again, that's mafkia, the Tfisas Yad Adam. We no longer see that there's my involvement in it. It's true, I moved it here, but now that I moved a movable item. But now that the tree became a chubar lakarka and it got roots and it became a much bigger tree, so it's mafkia the Tfisas Yad Adam in just the gufa ilan that I put in. But in the gidul, in the thing that's growing afterwards, that by planting the tree, I caused all the continued growth of the tree. So that's always related to me. That's always connected to the person that planted it. So therefore, those things that grow, it's always called a Tfisas Yad Adam. Ashenkin, the tree, once you replanted it, so it's poka, it's no longer called a Tfisas Yad Adam. That's Lachari the Pshat in Rashi. So in some Rashi by Yosef Mavur, that the Isser of what grows is because it's called Tfisas Yad Adam. And in the Ritvan Daf Mem Vav, it's Mavur that he understood in Rashi that the Heter of the Gufa Ilun is because it's not called Tfisas Yad Adam. So that's what we wanted to give this chilik between the two things. There is another Mahalach in the Rishonim. In the Shota Gibeirim by us, b'shem Daf Chof Medbeis b'Dap Yarif, b'shem the Riyaz, he says that the things that grow later on is usher because it's kineto mitchila lekach. Just like the Gemara says by us, that everyone agrees when you plant a tree l'shem avodah zara, it's usher. So too in this, which you didn't plant l'shem avodah zarah, you still planted a tree. But in the things that grow, it's kivun tomi tchila l'kach. Those are his words, and I don't understand them. I don't understand b'chlal why that's like tomi tchila l'kach. You didn't plant it. Here you did not plant it l'shem avodah zarah. Here I'm as far as very difficult. Another point about this about Ilan Shen Shenotel b'seif avdai. So again, we have the machlokes tanoim, whether it's us or not. The opinion of Rashi by us, and again in Daf Memvav, says that it's the opinion of Rashi in the whole sugya. Is the whole machlokes is by Ilan Shenotel Garin. You take a seed and you plant the seed. That's the machlokes. But if you plant an Ilan, take a pre-existing tree and you plant it, and even the Chachamim agree that it's Asr. That's the opinion of Rashi. Again, the whole machlokes is by planting a seed, but a tree itself, everyone agrees that it's Asr. So there are two main drachim that understand Rashi, and Nafkamin is between them. The Ran and the Rioz explain Rashi, it's Asr because of the din of Talush Ulubasayis Chibra. We have to just mention a little bit the Sugya. Sugya comes up later on. It's really all Sugya and Chulin and Av Tezayin, which is a Nidan, the more in the Sugya and Chulin, that it's a Nidan and call it Torah Kula, really, about something which was originally Talush. You take bricks and then you machaber them to the ground. You make a house out of them. So the house in the current state is called Mechuber Lakarka. So it's a question, is the din of Talush Ulubasayis Chibroy, something which was originally detached, now it becomes attached to the ground. Is it considered like karka or like metaltel? So the Gemara there in Chulin says that for certain dinim it's considered like karka, for certain dinim it's considered like metaltel. It's also talking about the klalim of kol hashas. But la halacha l'gabi avodah zarah, the Gemara says there, and also later on by Yotz and Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, that talush el basayif chibra is considered mechuber. It's considered talush. I'm sorry, it's considered talush. That Rav said mishtachav el abayis asray. Person bows down to a house, so the house is usher, even though the mechuber does not become nesar from avodah zarah, but a house does become nesar. It must be that tolush l'basayif chibray is considered tolush. That's the sugya later on in the sugya in Chulin Adaf Tezayin. So the Ran and the Riyaz explain the Firashi that this ilon shenotay is also like tolush l'basayif chibray. You take a tree, and you plant it, you replant a pre-existing tree. So the tree was already tolish. So then it's not poka, the shame tolish from it, by the fact that you connected it to the ground. Just like bricks that you connect to the ground are still called tolish, like Abi Avodah Zarah. So when in a tree that you connect to the ground is still called tolish. But when you take a garin, you take a seed, so the seed, the seed right now is tolush, but the seed germinates, it loses all, its entire entity disappears before it regrows. And therefore it's considered, entirely considered mechuber. But a replanted tree is called tolush ulbasayf chibroi, and has a shame of Talish. That's the way they explain in Rashi. So it seems that also Taiz understood this way in Rashi. And that's why Taiz asks that the Gemara later on has a question about a house. Says by a house it's Usr. Why didn't the Gemara say a bigger Chiddush? Even by a tree it should be Usr. L'kulei Alma. Because Talish Shul B'Saif Chibra is Usr. A tree is much more, once you replant a tree, it becomes much more mechubar lekarka than a house. House, even though you stick it into the ground, you glue it to the ground, however you attach it to the ground, but it's not like a tree which gets roots in the ground, that's mamish mechubar lekarka. So when Rav said that mishtachav el abayis asray, why did Rav not say that ilon shenotoy is asr? Because tolo shel b'sayif chibray. Elamai, that the tree, once it comes replanted, it's no longer considered tolush anymore. It's lost all connection to being tolush. That's Taisa's question from the Gemara. But that's clear that Taisa understood Rashi, that the Yisayid was like the Ran and the Riyaz, because tolush l'b'sayif chibra is considered tolush. So, let us partial l'fi this mahalach and Rashi, that the whole tree is asr. And when you replant a tree, the whole tree is asher l'kulei alma, because it's considered, the tree is considered talush. The tree was talush. If a person would have bowed down to the tree when it was talush, it would be asher. So even though you replanted it, it's still considered talush. However, the Blazer Meisher Horowitz wants a different mahalach in Rashi, that it's not considered, not because of talush of b'sayif chibrei. La'olam is considered mechuber. And mechuber is not neser from avodah zarah. So why is this tree aser? This tree is aser because it has tfisas yad adam. And the tree is considered to have tfisas yad adam. And therefore it's aser. And therefore he wants to take a step further, Rav Elazar Moshe. He says that if that the reason is because it's called tfisas yad adam, it's not, if Cain, we could say that the guf ha'ilan, the part that you replanted, it does not consider tfisas yad adam. Only the thing that grows afterwards is considered tfisas yad adam. Just like we said a few minutes ago, Fir Beis Rebbe Yehuda, that asers, even by, always the asers. And Rashi is mavoi that it's, what grows is called tfisas yad adam. And there draws mavoi ladash Rashi that the ikar is called ain tfisas yad adam. So you see that this chiluk exists. So when the Chachamim agree by Netoy Ilon to this chiluk, that Netoy Ilon, that what grows is considered that there is a Tfisas Yad Adam, but on the tree itself, so there's no Tfisas Yad Adam, the tree itself is, he said it was Paka, the shame of Tfisas Yad Adam when you planted it, and it became a Chubra Lakarka. But you are considered a Bailim, a Manda Omar, you made that the future growth of the tree. And therefore, the thing that grows later on will be Asr, and it will be that is called the Tfisas Yad Adam. Just Ha'ara here in Rishitas Rashi, if the Machlekes in our Sugya is by Nato Garin, you planted a seed, so, and that the Machlekes is, that's what we're in the Sugya, Lefir B'Yesi Rebbe Yehuda, only what grows is Asr, but the Iker of that is Mutter. The Iker of that is Mutter. The seed, where is the seed, Pashut? The seed germinates. You don't, when you plant, take a seed and you plant a tree, you're never going to find that seed again. So what does it mean that only what grows is usher, but the ikar is mutter? There's no ikar anymore. I had this question, Shver. L'maisa, the Ramban, and daf mem zayin and beis, says, b'das Rashi, that the difference between natoy ilon and natoy garin. So the man says, what happens if you plant a branch? There are three possibilities. You could plant a whole bark of a tree, a sapling, a small tree, a real tree. That's in Toh Elon. That according to Rashi, in Toh Elon, everyone holds his usher. Then there's in Toh Garin, which is Machlikas. What happens if you take a yichur, a branch, break off a branch from a tree, and you plant it somewhere else? So the Ramban says, that's also like Toh Garin. It's also like Toh Garin, and that's the Machlikas, which in Rashi reputed in the Chachamim. So that's very good. So then we have, at least answered that question. Now we have a case where there still is an ikker. There's this little branch that now gets much bigger and it grows leaves and whatever. But the little branch still exists. So on that there's machlekes whether the original yichur is and that really should be viewed as the difference between the yichur and the gidulim. The gidulim are usher, but the yichur is mutter. Comes out from the Ramban that the Chacham hold that there's a difference between planting a tree and planting a yichur. Planting a tree, everyone holds that it's going to be usher. Planting the yichur, then the Chacham, the branch, then the Chacham say that it's mutter. So I have to say that there's a difference in the svar of Tfisas Yad Adam that we mentioned. The Chacham hold when you plant a garin, so it's mafkia that the Tfisas Yad Adam. You no longer see the connection of the person to it, to anything that grows, even the branches, that whole rest of the growth is not considered related to the person. Who then, when you plant a branch, according to the Chachamim, it's mafkia entirely the tfisas yad adam, things that grow from now on, because all we see is the branch is, we don't see a tree right now, we just see a branch, it's a small thing. So all the future growth is mafkia, it's planting it, it's kilu, the tree is a new entity that's going to come later on. So the future growth is not related to the person that planted it. Hashem, when you plant a tree, so then we already see a tree, so the tree is just getting bigger. So then the future growth of the tree is related to the person. That's the sheet of Rashi, that by Nato, the whole machalik is by Nato Garim, but Nato Ilan, everyone holds that it's Asr. And Taisus holds not that way. Taisus holds that the whole, the opposite of Rashi. The whole machalik is by Nato Ilan. That's the machalik is whether it's called Fisus Yad Adam or not. But Nato Garim, everyone knows that it's not called Fisus Yad Adam for things that are going to grow afterwards. That's entirely mafkir what you did. You planted a seed, and then the tree that comes out later is kilu unrelated to the seed. We don't consider that a tzitzis yad adam, and everyone holds that that's mutter. So let's just make a summary of what we saw here about the sugars of Elon, is that it's a little bit confusing. Summarize the dinim that came out. There's a machlekes in the Gemara by us between Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudin, and the Chachamim by a tree that you planted shalelo shem avodah zara, and then a person was eivid it. According to the Chachamim, it's mutter. And according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, it's Aser. And in our sugya, it's Mavur that if you're Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, the Iser is only on what grows afterwards. But the Iker Ilan itself is Mutter. And the Chacham hold that everything is Mutter. So let's start now with Yehuda's Chacham. The Chacham hold that everything is Mutter. According to Tosfos, the Chacham hold that always everything is Mutter. Bein Nato Ilan, Bein Nato Garin. It's not called Tisis Yad Adam. All the future growth of the tree we don't relate that to the person that planted it. That kilu, the tree, is growing on its own, and therefore it's all everything is mutter, according to the Chachamim. For Rabbi Yehuda says no, that when you take a tree and you plant it, so then I say that the future growth of the tree is because of the person. Future growth of the growth of the tree is because of the person. That's called Tisis Yad Adam, and therefore it's Asr. But Nato Garin, according to Tosfos, even Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's mutter. Because there, I don't see the relationship to the person at all. That's the tree sprouted on its own. But Nato Ilan, you already have a tree and now you're just causing it to grow more. So then the future growth of the tree is related to the person. That is the opinion of Tosfos in the Machlekes between Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. Rashi holds that by Nato, by Nato Ilan, everyone holds that it's Aser. Even the Chum hold that it's Aser. Because then why? Then the Chum agree that the future growth of the tree, we do relate that to the person. That is called the Tfisis Yad Adam. But by Nato Garin, or as the Ramban says, Huad Nato Yichur, which is a branch, when, in these cases, then there's a machlekes between the Chum and Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, whether the future growth of the tree is considered to be Tfisis Yad Adam or not. Whether we relate that to the person or not. That's the dinim and the svaras that come out in this question of Ilan. The last point about Ilan is that the Gemara says that if Nato mitchila lakach, then everyone holds that it's Aser. When Nato mitchila lakach, then it's Aser. So if Machlokes Rishonim had to understand this Iser of Nato mitchila lakach. The Ramban says we first have to give Akdama. There's a machlokes later on between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. And Daf Nun Aleph Mud Beis. That a person that makes an Avodah Zara, and he wasn't yet Ovid it, is it Nesa or not? So according to Rabbi Akiva, the Avodah Zara of a Goy is Asr Miyad even before he's Ovid it. The Avodah Zara of Yisrael is only Asr once he's Ovid it. And Rabbi Shmuel says the opposite. The Avodah Zara of Yisrael is Asr even before you're Ovid, and the Avodah Zara of a Goy is only Asr once you're Ovid. Then you have to see later on. Kupanim, there's machlekes, at what point the Avodah Zara is Nesa. And everyone agrees there's a certain type of Avodah Zara which is Nesa even before you're Ovid it. So the Ramban says by us that the Isser of Nato Mitchila Lakach is only in a type of situation when an Avodah Zara which is Nesa Miyad. And an Avodah Zara which could be Nesar even before you're Ovid it. According to Rabbi Akiva, by Avodah Zara of a Goy, according to Rabbi Shmuel, by Avodah Zara of Yisrael, the Ramban says, then the Gemara is very logical. So you're planting this tree, L'shem Avodah Zara. So even though you weren't yet Ovid the tree, but it doesn't matter. Once the planting of the tree was done, L'shem Avodah Zara, so now it became an Avodah Zara. And even before you're Ovid it, it could be an Avodah Zara. But if we need the Avodah in order to Aser it, it's only Aser becomes Aser after a person has Ovid it. So at that time, it's already Mechubar Lakarka. So how could it be Nesar? There's nothing special according to Ramban by Nato Mitchila Lakach, Be'etzem. The word of Nato Mitchila Lakach says that because that if the Isser is only it can be chal before you're over it. So here the Isser can be chal actually before it became a chubur lakarka. I took a tree, and as I'm planting the tree, I'm saying this tree is for Avodah Zarah. So even before it became a chubur lakarka, so as it becomes a chubur lakarka, it's Nesar. But if I need the Avodah to Aser it, so I can't say that the planting that the person did yesterday, L'shem Avodah Zarah, is going to be mashpi on what happens right now. Because right now it's like a regular tree. The machshavas of the person are all betelim and muvutalim right now. So right now it became a tree. And at the time that he planted it, it did not become Nesar. So now I have a regular tree. And a person bows down to a tree, the tree is mutter. That's the opinion of the Ramban, a very logical opinion. However, in the Chidush Aran, it's mavur, that even according to the Man Omar, that it's only Nesar, once you're over it. But because of Netom Yitchila Lekach, so that Netom Yitchila Lekach makes it like a tfisas Yad Adam to answer it later on. That's what the Chidush Aran says. The din is mavur and also tasting later on in daf mem zayinim and beis. And even though we need an avoida later on to answer it, something later on to answer it, but if it's netom mitchil lekach, will be answer. So this is the svar is very difficult. The Ramban actually mentions this svar, this possibility, and the Ramban says it doesn't make any sense to say that because you did it lechatchilu l'shem avoida zara, so that works for the avoida later on. Because again, we're going l'fi the chachamim that if you planted shelo l'shem avoida zara. So it's not called it's not Nesar. So we see that the stamp planting of a tree is not called a Tfisas Yad Adam according to the Chachamim. You need the Netom Mitchil Lekach that as you plant it, that made in the Avodah Zarah. But if the planting itself does not make it an Avodah Zarah, so how does your Machshava beforehand work for the Avodah that happens later on? That's Taka very difficult. L'chor, what you see over here, I don't understand it fully, but I understand it a little bit. I mean, I saw the story in Chazon Ish, copy, so we'll see tomorrow's daf. That the Isser of Avodah Zarah is different than other Isurim, is that the Yisur Isser of Avodah Zarah, says Chazon Ish, is because of the Machshava. The Machshava that person wants it to be Avodah Zarah, that's what makes it Asur. Chazon Ish is Mechal between Isser of a mace. That a mace or things that are connected to the mace are usr, they are just being on the mace is what makes it usr. It's the machshava which makes it usr. It also has to be obviously connected to the avodah zara, but it be a sign, the machshava that the person wants this to be connected to the avodah zara, that's what makes it usr. So that's what I would understand as the kivun to understand this sheet of the Chidush Aran, said it also tastes later on, that when a person is miyached, it's to be an Avodah Zarah. So even though right now, it's not chal Hashem Avodah Zarah on it. It's not Nesar for Avodah Zarah, it's not chal Hashem Avodah Zarah on it. All that is true. But the yichud of the plan for Avodah Zarah is here. So when someone goes and bows down later on, we don't say that's a new thing, and that's unrelated to what beforehand. No, that's Seif Maisa Machshav Atchila. It's Hechiach Seif Atchila Say. That the fact that he went and actually was Mekayim is Machshava. And he bowed down to it later on. So that somehow says that the whole planting of the tree is to make it an Avodah Zarah. So Avodah of Isser is only Chal B'Foyal at the time that the person actually plants it. But that's for sure true. But the plan of Avodah Zarah starts from the planting and it's concluded when the person bows down to it. So therefore we can see that the whole Elon became an Elon of Avodah Zarah. So that's part of the kivun to understand the Ran. But the Ramban argues, Ramban says, I know that it has to be that only idea the planting itself, not that it became an Avodah Zarah. Those were, Al Kopanim, the drachim that we have in the Idin of the Tom Itchila Lekach. One last point I want to talk about today is the Idin of that you have to get rid of the Sharoshim of the Avodah Zarah, Tzorach L'Sharish Achareya. So what does that mean? What's the Pasha, the practically, what does this mean? So it's Mashman Rashi and it's Mefurish in the Meiri, but it means you have to get rid of the roots. Not only have to get rid of the Avodah Zarah itself, but you also have to get rid of the roots of the Avodah Zarah. That's what they learn. The Rambam, Perek Zayin of Avodah Zarah Locha Beis, the Rambam says, the Rambam never brings on Mefurish the din of Tzarech L'Sharish Acharei, but the Rambam does say the following. Beretz Yisrael mitzvah lirdef acharei, And in Eretz Yisrael, you have to run after the Avodah Zarah until we get rid of it and from all of our land. So the Taz, in your idea, Kuf Mem Vavs of Katan Beis, the Taz says, Rambam is referring to the din of Lashar Shechareah. And Rambam understands it to mean that Eretz Yisrael needs to be Menukim to Heres from Avodah Zarah. Therefore, you have to go search after the Avodah Zarah to uproot it from the land. Shingin in Chutz Laretz, just when you find an Avodah Zarah, then you get rid of the Avodah Zarah. You don't have to go do any Bedikas Chometz to search for more. But in Eretz Yisrael, the din of Lashar Shechareah, you have to go search and uproot it entirely from Eretz Yisrael. That's how you understand the Pshat in the Rambam. I just saw an interesting point, though, in the opinion of Rashi and the Meiri, that it means to get rid of the roots. So I brought that from the Sefer Beis Mordechai, that he proves from here that the Sharashim were not called the Iker of the Asherah. If it wouldn't be for a unique Pasuk, we wouldn't know to get rid of the roots of the Avodah Zarah. He says what that means, why not? The tree, why is the tree more part on top of the ground than part on the bottom of the ground? The whole thing is the tree. He says, you see here that the Isra Avodah Zarah is not chal on the chefsa, on anything, on the, he calls it the etzem. Rather, it's chal on the toyar. Rather, it's chal on what the defining feature of it. When a person sees a tree, so it's true the tree is connected to the roots. But in our minds, when we look at a tree, we just see the part that's growing in the ground. So we define the tree is by the part that grows above the ground, not by the roots. So therefore, even though it's all connected, it's a one chefsa, but that doesn't answer for Avodah Zarah. He says there's also the site of the Mishnah later on in Daf Nun Gimel. The Mishnah says that for Bitul Avodah Zarah, it's enough that you're Mekalka the Tzura of it. Even though you didn't change anything, you didn't break anything. As long as you're Mekalka the Tzura, it's lost the Tzura of what it was beforehand. So that's a Bitul. Even though the chefsa is still there. When you talk about the Avodah Zarah, the Isra of the Avodah Zarah is not chal on the etzem, rather on the toyar, rather than the way, the defining feature of it. So if you're mekalka the tzura, so then it doesn't have the defining feature anymore. But in a tree, the defining feature of the tree is the part that grows above the ground. That's the ikar of the tree. So we need a new pasuk to be marba. That's even mishar shachar. You even have to uproot the roots of the tree. But it's not the tree itself, it's the roots of the tree. Even on that, that's a new din to get rid of even the roots of the tree. Ad kan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.